USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Leaders from Los Angeles and San Diego are assuring residents their cities are prepared for Hurricane Hillary.
The city is prepared. We're not waiting for the storm to hit. We have already begun working 24/7 to be ahead of the curve and to be ready as soon as the storm reaches our shores.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said at a news conference that the city has deep experience responding to crisis situations. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria made similar comments at a separate news conference.
While I know this storm in particular is bringing about a much concern and uncertainty, I want to reassure San Diegans that their city is prepared to respond swiftly and effectively to the impacts that this storm may bring and ensure the safety of all San Diegans.
Hillary is expected to make landfall as a tropical storm Sunday night or early Monday morning. A new poll shows Florida Governor Ron DeSantis now tied with conservative businessman Vivek Ramaswamy for second place in the GOP primary field. An Emerson College poll finds growing support for Ramaswamy among younger voters as DeSantis registered a big drop from the 21% he held in June. You may be seeing less of Donald Trump this week.
Former President Trump is suggesting he won't participate in the first Republican primary debate. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said his poll numbers are extraordinary as he's polling well ahead of the other Republican candidates and questioned why he would make an appearance. Trump's opponents, meanwhile, have pressed the former president to attend. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
If he believes he's the best person to go against Joe Biden, then show up on Wednesday night and stop being such a coward.
Trump says also that Monday's scheduled news conference in which he planned to release a report on his so-called election fraud is no longer happening on the advice of his lawyers. I'm Michael Kastner.
The FBI is looking for a Florida Proud Boy who failed to appear in federal court for sentencing. Christopher Worrell was convicted on 7 counts stemming from his actions during the January 6th riot. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours at only $99 a pair means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
Hawaiian officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 114. Hawaii Governor Josh Green called the deaths unspeakable and devastating. Green vowed to rebuild Lahaina and said, "It will take years of work and billions of dollars, but we are committed to this effort and together we will meet this challenge." After crashing on their last attempt, India is getting ready again to land on the moon.
India's space agency is releasing images of the lunar surface as its Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft approaches the south pole of the moon. The black and white video released Thursday shows a close-up of craters in an area where the lunar lander is scheduled for touchdown on August 23rd. Chandrayaan-2 crashed on the moon back in 2019, eventually blamed on a software glitch. The goals of this lander are to make a safe, soft landing, rover roving on the moon's surface, and on-location scientific experiments. I'm Lance Pry.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is one for the record books. A new report shows the tour likely brought in over $2 billion from North American ticket sales alone, which would make it the highest grossing tour ever. The previous record holder went to Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, which raked in over $887 million between 2018 and this year. And Sweden is the bronze medal winner of the 2023 Women's World Cup. The Swedes defeated tournament co-host Australia 2-0 in the third place match Saturday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.